This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry, with Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Hitachi Data Systems buys BlueArc.
An interview with BlueArc CEO Mike Gustafson.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for September 9th, 2011. Available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael. You got your power back on this morning?
We have our power back, yes. It was a little scary there for a while, but we're good to go back in San Diego.
Tweeting to all of our loyal followers last night, fear not, we'll get the podcast out some way or another, and I'm glad you got the power back or able to join us.
Yes, how am I? We got some interesting news this morning. We got a very good guest for this news as well.
Did not want to miss it. One particularly big story that we wanted to jump on with the HDS acquisition of BlueArc, and we're very lucky to be joined by Mike Gustafson, who's the CEO of BlueArc, as well as Bjorn Anderson, who's the Director of Solutions Marketing for HPC at BlueArc. Hey, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Thank you.
So let's start right into it. You know, when I saw the news this week, I was a little surprised. I mean, BlueArc had filed for IPO, I think, a couple times, in fact. So you guys were headed to be a public company. And then all of a sudden this. I know you guys had worked with Hitachi closely before, but I wasn't expecting the acquisition. So maybe my question, Mike, is what sort of drove this acquisition versus going public? What sort of things were being weighed there?
Yeah, we've been told we're one of the best companies at filing to go public. So it's interesting. I think when you look at it, there's a couple aspects. One is, what does this really mean to the market and customers? Clearly, there's a shareholder aspect to this, too. But let me start with what I think was really the compelling driver on the customer side. The market, we've always, over the last decade plus, viewed ourselves as trying to help, you know, companies in high growth verticals and HPC markets around breaking down barriers and removing bottlenecks. And while we've done that and done a tremendous job moving into a top three market share position, we're still relatively small. And I think what this gives us is the opportunity with the combination of our differentiation and technology with the size and scale of HDS. So from a customer and market perspective, we love it because it's going to accelerate our vision and bring more faster. And then I think obviously the shareholder aspect of that's just as critical, you know, being a great return for all the investors was obviously an important option that we had the choice to make, and it was a good choice for everybody.
Well, you know, Mike, what I've been noticing is we were expecting a lot of consolidation in the high-performance storage segment, and this is a continuation of what we've seen going on. You were talking about BlueArc being a relatively small company, but this has been a wide-open, decentralized market with a lot of players. But now that we're getting some of the consolidation that's starting to come together, how would you compare this acquisition to, say, EMC acquiring Isilon or NetApp acquiring the Ingenio line from LSI?
Yeah, so we've talked about the consolidation for a while. My view of that one is I think everybody has started to realize how important and critical this part of IT is, and particularly with the high growth and new tools and, you know, the different data that's coming off of all these different instruments and such. I think right now the big difference for us is that we've had a partnership with HDS for 5+ years. We've grown together. You know, they stated, and Jack Del Mey, the CEO there, we had a webcast the other day, stated 68% growth in the file and content side of their business. And so, you know, we come with quite a bit of momentum that we bring to the market with over 1,000 customers. And I think the big difference for us is we've really been able to innovate in the marketplace through both success and failure, frankly, on learning how to fix things and iterate along the way with that experience. So I think we bring to this market probably more experience, clearly a higher level of performance, and then now with the size and scale and global reach, the ability to reach a much broader part of the market than we would have as a standalone.
Yeah, and that's really, so if you look at some of the verticals in the HPC space, like energy, for example, coming. This is a perfect combination of sort of the depth of Blue Arc and the performance of Blue Arc combined with the global reach of HDS. So in energy, we often deal with very global companies. So almost every company in energy is a global company. So one of the first questions is sort of, what's your support coverage in Kuala Lumpur or in Nigeria or something like that? And with this, we basically answer that question right off the bat.
So, yeah, you mentioned HPC. I know, I was listening on the webcast the other day when you guys were talking about the merger there. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about the HPC segment in that. In fact, I don't think there was anything. So, obviously, Blue Arc is known for scalability and high-performance computing. Is this acquisition bringing Hitachi into the high-performance computing segment? How's that going to play out, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I think the words and the definitions of the different segments, I mean, you know, people will throw out certain buzzwords, big data, the analytics space, you know, genomic sequence, all of the different use cases and diverse workloads in HPC are clearly in the sweet spot of what we're bringing to HDS. So by default, we're in that market. And I think they're really excited about it. And, you know, the growth in this space, whether you call it HPC or you broaden the definitions around big data, one of the things that we message, and I think it's a real big differentiator for us, is not just scaling up in terms of IOPS and capability of, you know, high IO, but the aggregate throughput of scale out, and really the architecture that we have, not to get too deep on the technology, but we truly have a scale right approach to this. And I think, you know, the combination of HPC and consolidation and general purpose enterprise puts us in a very unique place.
Well, Mike, you make an interesting point about big data and the data growth that's bringing a lot of these HPC technologies to additional neighboring markets, where we're seeing expanded definitions of HPC into a lot of high-performance business computing segments. And, of course, the key to a lot of that scalability in managing data performance efficiently at scale has been the parallel file system. And how does this acquisition affect Blue Arc's strategy on the software side, particularly as pertains to PNFS, which you demonstrated in your booth at the last supercomputing show?
We are really excited about this. And I think, you know, what's interesting about HPC is it tends to be the leading indicator even for commercial enterprise. So when you think about the scale out and the aggregate throughput element of PNFS, I think we've been, you know, very public about our strategy there. We're 100% following the standards and the definitions there. We will continue to innovate just like we did on the NFS side around PNFS with our own innovation around it. But what I think is going to be extremely powerful here is a combination of that just raw horsepower, whether it's scale up horsepower, PNFS scale out horsepower, but with the creature comforts of data management, data protection, and the enterprise, I'll say, illities, you know, scale up all of the reliability aspects that an HDS brings as well. So the way we see that today is our best estimates are that, you know, as the client side is coming close here, maturing, and that different element, we'll work with that, and then we'll start driving certain applications and workloads, you know, in the oil and gas space, et cetera. So we're really excited about that. I think HDS shares that as well.
Yeah, and that really also points to sort of our focus for PNFS. We try to be sort of realistic and really look at what's the real workflows, what are the real application sets that we need to qualify and work with. So we're taking this very sort of step-by-step in terms of tracking when the production quality code is out there and also when applications are qualified to run that. And that's what we're focusing on, sort of putting PNFS into production.
We've been speaking with Mike Gustafson, the CEO of Blue Arc, as well as Bjorn Andersen, the director of HPC. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. It's a very exciting acquisition.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let's go to a quick commercial break, Michael, and then we'll come back and continue the podcast.
Mellanox's end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand connectivity products, consisting of ConnectX 3 I/O adapter products, comprehensive SX6000 family of fixed and modular switches, software, and cables, deliver industry-leading performance, scalability, efficiency, and economics for the best return on investment for performance interconnects. Mellanox provides its worldwide customers with the broadest, most advanced, and highest-performing end-to-end networking solutions for the world's most compute-demanding applications. For more information on Mellanox's end-to-end connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering, visit www.mellanox.com.
Well, we're back in, and Michael, I really enjoyed that conversation we had with Mike and Bjorn.
Yeah, that was a great conversation. Those guys look like they're very high on this new merger and this opportunity, and definitely we're going to be we'll be following the development as it goes along. It was one of these things. I think you and your group predicted 1 or 2 years ago that there was going to be this kind of consolidation in the market, and we've seen a lot of it, and this is just the latest case.
We did, and it was funny because, we twice then had the opportunity to say, well, it looks like Blue Arc's going to IPO before they get acquired, and then here it comes back around. And in fact, Blue Arc was the one kind of most on my watch list. I had thought they would be one of the first ones getting acquired because of the differentiation in the hardware in terms of the acceleration of NFS traffic that I thought would be applicable to other areas outside of HPC and easy to integrate regardless of the long-term outcome of some of these software trends.
Right, and it's there actually aren't that many HPC storage vendors left. They're independent now. Basically, there's Panasis and there's DataDirect Networks. And we saw Isilon get acquired by EMC. The Ingenio
right.
Group under NetApp, HP
under LSI got acquired by NetApp.
Right.
Right.
And HP bought up Ibrix a while back.
Ibrix. Xyratex acquired ClusterStor, although that was on the software side.
Right, the Luster group there. And yeah, it's getting down to just a few, and I don't know about the remaining two, but maybe they're feeling a little lonely right now.
Well, and really, Panasis is the only one left that I would put in that size, that caliber of small company that's really exclusively focused on high performance. DDN is bigger than Panasis. It's not as big as an EMC, and of course could
right.
also get acquired itself. But a lot of the consolidation that we predicted a few years ago has come to pass.
Yeah, it's not just been the storage group, but we've seen other acquisitions too. And I guess, just somebody sitting outside the industry and not knowing about the financials of what's going on underneath, I guess I see a lot of just acquisitions by these small innovative companies that have gained some traction, have had some success, being bought by tier one or tier two server storage groups, not just in storage, but elsewhere. And I guess I see this trend continuing. It seems like, somebody buys something and then the other tier one gets worried and says, well, I need that story too now. And it sort of is a domino effect. It's sort of culturally imperative now to get to sort of choose sides.
Well, and it's important from a technology perspective as well, because in as much as we continue to hear about big data, not only even in the analytics sense, but in all kinds of definitions of big data, this is a problem that the HPC industry has been wrangling with for a while now in developing scalable storage arrays, in developing parallel file systems, volume managers, the other pieces that you need to put together a manageable high-performance storage system. That problem's only gotten worse within HPC. You need these technologies. And we're seeing it spreading to other markets now. So if you're HDS and trying to figure out what kind of technology you're going to apply to this expanding big data market, it becomes imperative to pick up some high-performance technologies, and that's going to be what attracts them to Blue Arc.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that the emergence of big data is doing that. It's the same. It's basically the same technology. It's high performance storage on that side of the big data story that's attracting the interest now. And there's a big upside in revenue and
right.
and opportunity there. And yeah, I think you're right. I think that is driving a lot of this. Everybody is sort of choosing sides and trying to get the technology under their purview.
Well, in fact, the interesting thing is going to be to say, phase one is kind of essentially complete now. We've seen almost all the consolidation we're going to see. There might be one or two more acquisitions, but it seems like people have picked up sides now, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
and now they're going to come to the market and compete. And how's that going to resolve? And how much of it goes to these new areas like analytics, predictive analytics, and that notion of big data, Hadoop-style applications, and can these groups that have been acquired maintain their focus on traditional high-performance computing as well?
Exactly.
Now, so far, a lot of these groups are still intact or even autonomous in the case of Isilon and EMC. As far as I can tell, they've hardly been integrated at all. So it seems like that focus can remain, but is kind of the next phase of competition that we've got to track is how does the competition now unfold now that the acquisitions have taken place.
Right, and the concern I would have is how focused they remain on like the traditional HPC market as opposed to the broader big data market, and how well they're going to serve those now under these different regimes. So that's a thing I think we're going to have to keep an eye on and see if these things sort of, some of these companies might sort of lose focus on their traditional customers after a while. Not
right. And with respect to HDS in particular, I really do want to see how they continue to treat PNFS, because BlueArc has really upped its game around PNFS over the last year and a half, and if HDS continues that role and becomes a champion of PNFS, successfully gets it out into the market, that's something that should have a halo benefit across a lot of other markets that want an NFS standard but want greater scalability. So I think a lot of the success of this merger or acquisition, I should say, goes toward how HDS will treat the software side.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take a short break and come back for our last bit, and a very timely subject that I think everybody will be interested in.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
Michael, we're coming back in, and we have one more quick topic we wanted to cover. It's pertinent in our industry as it's pertinent in any industry or just worldwide. We're at the 10-year anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. Doesn't seem like 10 years. But, we're going to talk a little bit about, what effect that's had on our little neck of the woods. I mean, HPC has been in this. It hasn't been visible because it's behind the three-letter agencies that have been working on Homeland Security, but it's there. We know it's there. We see evidence of what's going on there. So what do you think is this done for HPC in this one event?
Well, first of all, I was at SGI in 2001 when these attacks happened, and like everybody, I can vividly remember how that day unfolded. It was morning for us in California, and I was learning about it on my way to work early in the morning as we were preparing for a product launch. And SGI was actually involved in one of the not very well publicized stories that happened during the event, which was as much as the Pentagon was one of the targets, you might recall that the destruction of the Pentagon wasn't as dramatic as it was obviously at the World Trade Center. The part of the Pentagon that the plane crashed into had recently been reinforced by the Army Corps of Engineers as part of an experiment using a lot of simulation to try to figure out how to make buildings more blast resistant or resistant to attacks. And the third, fourth, fifth floors of that building stayed up for a few hours, allowing a lot of people to escape. So there was already a demonstrable HPC story, that had an effect that very day. Beyond that, obviously there's been the whole emergence of the Homeland Security arena. Defense has been a longtime buyer of high performance computing, and that hasn't changed. In fact, it's increased in a lot of areas in Homeland Security and intelligence. Homeland Security wasn't even a phrase we really used before 9/11.
Right, that's totally new. And then there was a lot of money poured into it, and I got to believe a lot of that money worked its way into these vendors we covered. I mean, these are, they were looking to do very sophisticated analysis on security and defense, and we've seen sort of tangential announcements about, one or other agencies buying a certain type of supercomputer or something like that. But I have a feeling there's been some significant deployments over the past 10 years just due to this.
a lot of it gets back to what we were just talking about with analytics and the analysis of multiple data feeds going into intelligence.
Right.
Getting out hints of terror attacks. There are constantly threats that are being assessed as we look at trying to prevent this from ever happening again. There have been successes in the U.S. and internationally about stopping terrorist attacks now before they happen. They found bin Laden. All of this comes back to HPC technologies that are behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I'm sure this work has really spurred the analytics technology over the last 10 years. I mean, they needed to do, and they were highly motivated to do, some very sophisticated systems to find these guys. And it looks like, in a lot of cases, they've been successful. I mean, remarkably so. I mean, some of the things are quite amazing, how they've been able to track people and screen people out. I mean, it's not obviously foolproof, but obviously there's the technology working behind the scenes there, and I have a feeling this has accelerated sort of this piece of technology forward.
Well, 9/11 affected all of us in our various ways, not just in the United States but around the world. And at the 10-year anniversary, it's a time for reflection. It's a time for remembrance. And I was glad we got to take a chance to reflect on how it changed our not only our lives but our industry in demonstrable ways.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up for today, and then we'll come back next week and pick it up again.
Thanks a lot, Michael. I'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.